Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming to the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino.
What?
He's a bearded wonder.
What?
A Canadian sensation.
What?
Boys are in the back. Jay and Mitt, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We had a good night last night.
Hell yeah. Hell fucking yeah.
Did you go undefeated?
No, the Phillies was a loss, but it's...
We...
Like, when I bet it, I do with the starter. You know what I mean?
We both took the Phillies.
As soon as
do the show with that.
As soon as Nola was out, I almost would have taken Gallen plus a half. Because Matt Moore fucking stinks.
Eflin?
Is it Eflin or Nola?
Eflin.
Whatever.
Nola's going today.
No, I get those two confused. Yeah.
So Eflin got scratched yesterday.
Yeah, Matt Moore
stinks.
That
was my loss.
Yeah, that was also my loss. I mean, Oakland fucking... Thank you.
Thank you, Oakland.
Down 6-0. 6-0.
Battle back, baby.
Thank you.
Yanks end up winning that game, win 12 in a row.
Yeah.
No, last night was a good night on the diamond.
Yes, sir. Inter Milan's down right fucking now. This footy's starting to fucking piss me off.
833-462-2333. Bruce's answers of us. Thank you, Bruce.
Hey, baby, Bruce.
833-462-2333. A lot of baseball. We've got a full weekend of preseason football. We've got a fight this weekend. We've got NCAA football back week zero.
Zero.
Footy.
Footy.
Am I missing anything else?
No, you got it, pal.
UFC.
UFC boost guaranteed to hit.
Live golf betting.
Oh, shit.
That's your thing.
Johnny
Live
Barbosa.
Golf betting. Fucking right.
Southside.
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 Speaking of live golf betting, Bryson is 12 under through 17. I believe he has to birdie 18 to get 59, but Bryson has been on fire today. It's all of a round. Shout out your guy, Bryson.
Hey, I have no problem with Bryson. Not one.
Not one?
Nope.
Of all the people you got fucking problems with, not one with that guy?
You go right, I'll go left. You know, everyone hates him. Come on over, pal. You're good with me.
No.
Yeah,
that's not how you fucking operate,
yeah,
dude.
That's exactly how I do it.
Tony, why does it sound like you don't like him?
Nobody likes Bryson.
I like people like that you'd go out and like hang out with. He just doesn't seem like he's that type of guy for us, Mitt.
Well, hand up. I do not watch golf, so I did not know.
Yeah, baby, Mitt.
Hand up. Way to be. I respect you being honest.
Thanks, Tony.
Okay, where do we want to start?
What do you got?
Footy. We got baseball. We got week zero. We got NFL preseason.
What do you got on the horn?
Let's check the horn. Thank you, Bruce, for answering calls.
Fucking Leon.
Who's been on fucking the longest?
It's time.
Lathe.
Lathe?
L-A-E-T-H. I don't know. We got Lathe. We got Gingy. We got Brock. We got Rory. And we got Drew.
Rory.
Roars, what do you got going on?
Oh, not much. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So the bets I want to ask you guys about are the total year yards for quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs. They have them in, like, Jalen Hurts with 3,700 yards is, like, a lot for a guy that could get benched halfway through the season. Whoa. Joe Burrow is at 4,300, who could get, you know, injured again. Mm-hmm. How do you guys feel about some of these guys with getting these huge stat totals?
Thank you, Rory. I like where Rory's head was at. So there are. FanDuel has a fuck ton of these, and I probably will dive into them a little bit more before the season starts in 2 weeks. You go to player props, and then it has, where is it at? Total passing yards, over under for almost every single quarterback, receiving yards for a lot of wide receivers, rushing yards for a lot of running backs. I haven't dove into a lot of those yet. I don't think you have either. I think we will in the next couple weeks. I tell you what, and this won't be a surprise if you know me and you know the show, I won't take one single over of those because you miss one or two games and you're fucked. I will always take the under on a player prop if I like it for the season, just because I am so worried about injury when I take an over, for especially like a season win total or a season player prop over their yards. I'm always going under.
I'm very intrigued to see how Jalen Hurts does. Like that for me, like I know I'm just very intrigued to see how he plays.
His total yards, what he said, 3750. Do the math. 3750 divided by 17. 220 yards a game. Does that seem like a lot?
Is that just passing or total yards?
Passing.
Yeah.
You think 220 sounds high?
Yeah, I actually do think it sounds high. I think if you have Jalen Hurts, should be a run-heavy offense, right?
Let me see here. I'm going to go 2020 NFL quarterback stats. And then I'm going to go passing yards per game, if I can find it. No, of course not.
Also, to your point, Tony, if Jalen Hurts has just one stinker game where he just throws like 120 yards and like three picks and the Eagles lose, which could easily happen, they have the youngest coaching staff, it seems like, in NFL history. So it's like, shit.
Shit, man.
Talking about not wanting to throw the over, and I love overs. I love watching good football. I'm pumped for this weekend, week zero, college football, actual games and shit. But I can't trust Jalen Hurts to throw the ball with Nick Sirianni as his coach. Like,
tell you what. Here it is. I found it. 25 quarterbacks averaged more than 220 yards per game last year. Do you think Jalen Hurts will be in the top 25 in yards passing? That's how you have to look at it then if you want to take the over. I'm not. Who knows if he's going to get hurt, something like that. But if you do like the over, you think he's going to fucking stay healthy and stuff like that? Always based on last year, 220 yards a game. 25 quarterbacks did it last year. Something to look at. How's that make you? Does that make you change your mind at all, Mitt?
So he's going to be in the bottom seven passing this year, right?
That was basically to lose. All right, and here.
This is, yeah, I would take the under is what I'm banking on, is him being in the bottom seven.
Okay. This says he averaged 70 yards per game last year, but that's because he came in. He didn't always start.
Yeah.
He started four games and had 1,000 yards. So he averaged 250 a game.
I don't know. I have no idea what that team is.
No,
I know. No idea.
I will, in the next 2 weeks, look at all those over-under props for everything. I love to do that. Let's stick with the NFL then, since we started on that note. Is there any other NFL pick calls? Yeah, we'll do one more, and then we'll go over the preseason, which I believe starts tonight. Drew from Houston.
Hammer down, boys.
Hammer down.
So I'm a Saints fan, and I got Alvin Kamara's rushing and receiving TDs at 13.5. Seems a little low with Mike Thomas out. And look for the Saints to feed Alvin early.
Thank you, Drew. What do you think, Bo?
13.
Let me get Alvin Kamara's stats. Yeah.
Didn't he have 7-1 game last year?
Yeah, he did. Christmas. I was like Christmas Day.
Right?
Yes. So rushing touchdowns, he had 16 last year.
So that's just rushing? It's not both?
Receiving, he had 5. So he had 21 total touchdowns last year. Is that really his over-under for touchdowns?
And didn't that over-under said total, right?
The way that the caller said it was total, touchdowns, both. I'm not seeing it on ours. It might not be on ours. But if it's 13 for both rushing and receiving,
you have to.
You almost have to take that.
Yeah.
He had 14 rushing touchdowns in 2018. If he plays a full season, you'd like to think Kamara most likely gets that.
Yeah.
That's good. All right, you want to look at NFL preseason real quick?
Let's hit it.
let's see here. We've been doing this all week. We got the news. Colts and Lions. Colts are -1.5 at the Lions. Neither are playing starters, so probably going to stay away from that one.
Is Ellinger starting?
No.
Eason?
Eason is. If there's a way I'm going, it's not going to be the Lions.
Yeah, I'm good.
Steelers at Panthers. Panthers are -4. Panthers are playing starters. Steelers are not.
Panthers have not looked good either,
though. No, once you get to those second stringers, they have not looked good.
Nah.
But I think
Dewey's starting.
What's his name? Oh, Jesus.
Did you see Tomlin said not to read anything into the depth chart?
Yeah. It's interesting.
I mean, Dewey's better. I mean, like, beating a dead horse here.
Yeah.
There's no way Mason's better
than Dewey. I think Will Greer came in last game before what's his name? Phil Walker or whatever. I'd be surprised if that happened again in that game.
PJ?
PJ Walker. Phil Walker, yeah. Eagles are at the Jets. Jets are -5.5. I don't think the Eagles are playing starters. Jets, I believe, are a little bit. I'm going to stay away from that one, though, I think. Vikings and Chiefs. Chiefs, I believe, are going 1.5 with starters.
Again?
I think so. I believe is what I heard, unless my reports are wrong. The Vikings have not been great this preseason, so something to look at there with the Chiefs. Packers, Bills. Bills are going with Josh Allen. Packers going Love and Benkert. I don't want to lay 9.5 for the Bills, though.
9.5?
9.5.
Jesus.
Let me see if there's a first half line out on that. Not yet. 9.5. You think that's a little heavy?
Yeah.
Saints -3.5 versus the Cardinals. They named their quarterback.
So are they going to trot to tase him out there?
I don't know.
They'll probably play, what's his name? The kid from Notre Dame, Brooke.
Yeah. So I don't know.
What's Atlanta? Atlanta's got to play Rosen because they just signed him, right?
Yeah, the Rosen one.
That's Arizona. Arizona's playing New Orleans.
Oh, not Atlanta.
Mm-mm. Ravens and Washington football team. Connor said today, that they are not sure yet, Fitzpatrick and Heinicke. So I don't know if they're playing these two. I believe Rivera said they will play the starters. And the Ravens, you know, are going for the record. So good luck with that one. Bears -3. Fields is going. He's not going with these skill position starters. Titans, obviously, Tannehill's not going. So I doubt they play anyone else.
Maybe the Bears there if Fields gets going.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah. Their defense in the preseason has been very bad, is my worry with the Bears.
Their O-line is...
They're playing their starting O-line, too, right?
I believe so.
Which isn't that good.
Bucks and Texans. Bucks are playing starters, potentially into second half. They're -4 at the Texans. I haven't heard from the Texans. Even if the Texans starters are going, probably going to lean the Bucks there.
Quarterback factory?
Tampa Bay Bucks?
Texans?
Or the Texans.
Running back factory?
Rams at Broncos. Broncos are playing starters, -8.5. So you'll see Teddy and Locke. Rams, they're not playing anybody.
Broncos have been dominating
preseason. They really have. Seattle playing starters, -5.5 versus the Chargers. Obviously, they said before the preseason that Herbert wasn't going to play. So that's probably Seattle or nothing. Jags and Cowboys, I haven't heard anything on that game. It's the one game I haven't heard shit on.
Jags, I mean, it feels like the Jags got to figure something out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Niners -3.5 against the Raiders. Niners are playing their starters, every single one of them. I heard a quote from Gruden the other day that he doesn't feel that the risk is worth the payoff for playing starters. So I don't think Gruden's going to play starters.
Four quarters for Peterman.
Which I don't like to bet against, but if the Niners are -3.5 starters. Bengals -2. Burrow's going to play a little bit. I don't know how much. Dolphins aren't playing starters, right?
Yeah.
Patriots and Giants. I know Daniel Jones starters and the starters for the Giants are playing. I assume Mac and...
You'd have to think a little bit.
You'd have to think that at least Mac is going to play for a good bit.
What are the Patriots?
Stay away from that one. 3.5, -3.5 at the Giants.
Take the Pats there.
And then just announced Browns at Falcons. Baker Mayfield is playing. I haven't heard anything from the Falcons. So that's what we got going there. That's your preseason week 3 around the NFL. Who's in? Who's out?
Atlanta Falcons.
I'm not taking any totals this week. I don't fucking...
No undies?
Nah. I know they've been hot, but there's just you don't know what the fuck's going to happen. And with starters playing third stringers and shit like that, I'm not doing any of that. Man, you playing any preseason? I don't fucking like preseason.
I'm throwing like a couple parlays just
on teams that are playing starters.
Yeah, and just like in general favorites right now. I did a little all favorites parlay for tonight.
All favorites, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's preseason. You have no idea what's going on. So I just like threw a little sprinkle on that. But what I'm super pumped about is college football.
You want to go some week zero talk?
I would love some week zero talk.
All right, let's fucking get into week zero talk. Let's see here. Brock from Louisiana. What are you doing, Brock?
I'm just hoping these bets hit before the hurricane does. How you boys doing?
Be safe, Pa.
Oh, I mean, my house is on stilts. I'll be fine.
Put that bitch on stilts. I know, I got you.
Got the Cajun Navy in reserve. They'll come save me. No big deal. I just want to start off. I'm going to hustle through this, or try to. It's an honor to be on with you, Mr. Anthony Unders, Gumpy the Great, the silent badass behind a glass, Jay McAfee, and my favorite moron, Money Mint.
Fuck yeah.
It's a pleasure to have you. Shout out
to call anytime.
It's a pleasure to have you, Brooke.
Ultimate Weapon. Shout out to the Ultimate Weapon, All Business Bruce on the phones for getting me on.
Thank you, Bruce.
I got two quick picks and a question.
Go for it.
So, I got UTEP. I'm laying 10 minus 105. Hammer that.
Love it.
I got UCLA Hawaii under 67.5 at also minus 105.
I kind of like that.
Fuck yeah.
If you parlay those, you can get it on my Mickey Mouse book at plus 140. Hammer that.
Okay.
And then my question is, I'm down here in Louisiana. I grew up in Nebraska. My beloved Cornhuskers, struggling most of my life.
Yeah.
The question I wanted to ask, because you on the Steelers, and I don't want to pick the scab, but, you know, Gump with the whole bringing home.
Brock.
And I know moron Mitt always just hammers the Lakers and Cowboys.
Where's this guy going?
He does.
Could you give me advice on how, because I'm a known Kool-Aid drinker for the Huskers, maybe some advice on how to smartly bet your home team?
You don't? Yeah. Gumpy said it. This is how you smartly bet the team that you root for.
You don't.
You don't?
Yeah.
You don't do it. There's enough already on the line with your emotions and your livelihood and your happiness.
At times you have to. Sometimes you have to.
Have to do what?
Bet your team. Oh. I do from time to time.
If your team is in a championship game, and you don't at least put a little bit of money on it,
absolutely not. So you can do it sometimes. Gumpy's a once in a while, and I'm a never.
Yeah, I mean, I don't bet the Dolphins. I will bet the Red Sox.
Baseball's different.
I rarely bet Liverpool. I did lose a lot of money on England in the final, but I made it back, I guess, on a future. But sometimes you get caught up. It happens.
Sometimes you get caught up.
It does happen. Sometimes.
All right.
I'm a scumbag. I'll bet everything.
Us for week zero. I'm also on UTEP. I got them at 8. I'm pretty happy with that number because it's 9.5 or 10 now. Some places 9. Where you look at it, this is strictly a fade New Mexico State situation. It's not like I fucking love UTEP, even though they do have 11 returning starters on offense, 8 on defense. Same quarterbacks back, returning head coach. They do have a new OC in DC, which worries me slightly a little bit. They're 30th in the nation in NCAA experience, so they have an experienced team. And then on the other side, fading UTEP, they have two.
New Mexico State.
Sorry. Thank you. Fading New Mexico State. They have two returning starters. One of them is their quarterback, so, you know, good for them. They played, as I said the other day, they played two spring games, like the spring schedule, because it was weird with COVID. They didn't play any games last fall. They beat Dixie State with 13 seconds left. Congrats to New Mexico State on that win. And then they lost to Tarleton State 43-17.
I've heard of Tarleton State.
It's Tarleton.
Yeah, that's what I meant. But where is the other school from, Tony?
Dixie State.
Dixie State.
You don't know where Dixie State is, dude?
We rode them in the college basketball a bit.
Yeah, you don't remember?
It's
in Utah, dude.
I was fucking born in Utah. I've never even heard of that place.
I believe it might be one of those two, Tarleton or Dixie. One of them is JUCO, and one, I believe, just came up from D2 or something like that. So this is a fade New Mexico State game for me. That's how I'm playing this one. Are you doing anything with that game? Oh, and then he talked about Hawaii, UCLA under 67.5, I believe he said. UCLA runs about 60% of the time. Hawaii last year was 50% of the time. Hawaii's run defense is terrible.
Yeah, I got two plays on this game, Tony. And like you said, Hawaii's run defense is absolutely terrible. So we're laying UCLA with the points. They're going to win by 3, maybe 4 touchdowns. You can alternate spread that if you want. Oh. And then take the under of 68.5.
Okay.
I mean, that's a huge, huge over-under for what I think and what we are talking about. Probably be a run-heavy game. So let's go. Yeah.
Nebraska and Illinois. It opened at 9.5. It was down to 6.5. It is at 7.5 right now. Illinois is a home puppy. 54.5 is the total. I'm staying away. I'm going to want to see what these teams do first. I don't know what Illinois is going to be like with Bielema. They do have the more experienced roster coming back. It seems like, judging by what I've had read on the internet, they do have the better O-line and D-line, Illinois does. Brand new coaching staff, though. More continuity with Nebraska from last year, but I don't trust either one of these teams, so I'm going to stay away from that one. And then UConn and Fresno. Fresno is a giant favorite over UConn, who didn't play last year, and I don't want to lay 4 touchdowns with Fresno.
Fair play. Fair play.
You going to just watch Week 0?
Yeah, I'll put my feet up and take this one.
You're not taking Nebraska?
Nope.
Oh, we've been talking about it all week. What do you mean?
No. I never once said that I was confident enough in Nebraska to take them.
I know, but we've been talking about them all week. Come on.
No.
On the train with me because I'm fucking taking Nebraska. Feed me the points. I don't care. Martinez, let's go.
You do have to eat those points, Pa.
2 touchdown.
It's a lot of points on the fucking on the road. I did put in a, let's see here. How many picks do I have for? I thought I put it in. Oh, I do. Hold on.
Lost in the futures bets. Yeah, I'm there all the time.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, I've like 10 plays for week one next week. I'll give those out next week, but lines may move a little bit. A lot of dogs. Like a lot of puppies next week, Bo. You know I love the puppies early on in NCAA football. All right. Good luck with Wake Zero this weekend. Let's go to Gingy. He's got EPL. Pal, Gingy, take it away.
What's up, guys? How are we doing? Hammer down.
Hammer down.
T's and P's to the boss, man. I just got over COVID yesterday. Got my negative test. It sucks, dick.
T's and P's, Pat. Glad you're okay, Gingy.
Hey, babe, Gingy.
Yeah, we all good. So I know you say you don't bet on the teams that you follow, but I'm going to break that rule. Tottenham is going to be coming in hot Sunday. Harry Kane is back. He has 2 goals against the Portuguese side. He's going to be back again, so the line is chalky, -240. I got Harry Kane to score, Tottenham to win. Combo that, +124. Also, hitting that UFC boost, probably going to sprinkle round 4 and round 5 KO at +2400.
Oh, shit. Thank you, Gingy. Round 4, round 5, UFC obviously hit the boost too.
Yeah, maybe the third.
How do you feel about Tottenham and Harry Kane?
I mean, they better beat Watford.
Yeah, you would hope so.
Harry Kane's score goal is -115. You'd have to believe.
I know, you were talking about that this morning.
Yeah.
Did we talk about Cristiano yet today?
Not on this show? No.
How do you feel about, what does it do for Man U?
I don't know.
I wish I would have seen the odds earlier, before and after, just to see.
They're +550 now. I think they're still in fourth to win the league. I mean, it obviously makes them better. I just don't know. they have a lot of depth now, but you also have, like, you have him and Sancho, who you just signed. You have Rashford coming back. You have Martial. You have Cavani.
Yeah, they're plus 650.
And the one, the one thing you really needed was a holding midfielder, because Fred has looked terrible the first two games. So, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, obviously, I'm a Liverpool fan. I hate Man U, but it is an awesome story, him going back to Man U. I mean, if he went to City, fucking Manchester would have exploded.
Have you seen the futures betting for the EPL to win the league?
Yeah.
So it's Man City, Chelsea, Liverpool, Man U. Man U's plus 650, and then fifth is Tottenham plus 4,400.
Yeah. I'd like to see Tottenham squeak in the top four somehow.
Plus 270 for them to be a top four finish. I'd love it too. You know me, Spurs guy.
See if fucking Gio Reyna just scored for Dortmund.
Cool.
Fucking. I mean, PSG's trying to grab Haaland now.
I know.
Like, this is fuck. This transfer window has been absolute chaos. And it's been out of nowhere. Like, this Cristiano stuff happened in, what, under a week?
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
Bryson did shoot a 60 on the round. So, did not break the 59. 12 under on the round. Pretty good. Any more footy plays that we didn't go over yet this week that you wanted to give out? Or are you just going to tweet them out this weekend? Or?
Yeah, I can tweet them out tomorrow. I mean, Bundesliga tomorrow, Leverkusen money line over Augsburg. Leverkusen's look good. Frankfurt draw no bet. Stuttgart draw no bet. And then go to the EPL. Everton double chance at Brighton. Everton's looked good under Rafa Benitez. Southampton draw no bet at Newcastle. Newcastle hasn't looked great. Southampton looked good against Man U, probably could have beat him. Leicester money line minus 120 at Norwich. I mean, that seems very low. And then West Ham money line over Palace. Palace hasn't looked great, and West Ham is playing just as well as they did last year.
Beautiful. Let's see here. What do you got? Calls. Oh, this Cole's got a buffet parlay. What does that mean, Cole?
Hey, what's up, boys?
How you doing?
I thought you liked my buffet. Oh shit! Wow.
I might
like the buffet parlay.
I might like it.
So I got MLB, a NFL, and an MLS.
Okay.
So, and before that, I'd like to give a tip out. My favorite thing to do for MLB, and what kept me away from the Phillies last night, was if you click on the game cast and then you go to the preview section of the MLB game, you can see the 10-day. The last, like, 10 games, average batting average and earned run average for each team. So that's a good tip. And
yeah.
Phillies have been batting like shit. They had, like, a under .2 batting average for the last 10 games, something like that. So that's a tip. And then another website where I get a lot of help, especially with NFL, is called 538. Spell it out. And they give adjusted lines for all NFL games. So it's like Green Bay versus Chicago. If Green Bay, if the line's minus -7,
how have you
they might
not
give a lineup
up, right?
It's like minus -9, so hammer Green Bay to cover that spread type of thing.
Cole, what's your parlay?
It's a great website.
What's the buffet, dude?
Cole, what's the parlay? Let's get to it.
Sorry. So parlay is over right in the first five over Tampa Bay Orioles. O's are versus a left-handed pitcher. They're going to smack the ball out of the park. I know Mickey's a good pitcher, but I think they'll get a couple on, and they've been hitting really well. And Tampa obviously will crush Harvey. Then I got Jets over, Jets Eagles over. Jets playing starters.
Eagles first defense half does stink.
Eagles defense sucks. Jets defense sucks. Look for that to go over. And then MLS, I got Montreal money line versus Toronto. Montreal has been pretty good. Toronto has kind of sucked ass, so that's my pick.
Thank you, Cole. We appreciate you listening, and we appreciate you calling.
That was the worst call of all
time.
Whoa,
Cole's still on. I was going to tell him he's just going to be a little quicker next time. Jesus, Mitt. That went in, by the way. Listen, I'm sure the chat was super pumped about it. I'm going to look at it. You want to talk some baseball?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you, Cole.
I'll Mitt, take that back.
Mitt, you'd be fucking nicer, okay? we need every goddamn listener we have, okay?
As Pat has said, the callers are not listeners. They are part of the show.
True.
That dude stunk.
True. They are. Well, no, not true about the stunk part. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
He was just trying to help people out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, his call stunk. That I strike my first statement from America.
Thank you. Very much nicer of you. Let's get into the ball. A lot of games tonight.
Come on.
Let me pull up my bets to make sure I have them all correctly. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I don't want to miss anything. I think you're going to question some of my picks. Widener versus Aaron Nola. Nola goes tonight, pal. Arizona at Philly.
Yeah, no thanks.
I'm taking the D-backs first five plus 1.5.
I don't hate it.
I'm doing this because Widener, in his last three starts, five innings, one earned. Nola's been up and down. One of those starts was against the Phillies. It was at home, though. He actually, I believe, is what I'm looking at his splits, 3.16 away, 6.63 home, better on the road. So I'll take 1.5 of the D-backs. Don't love betting on the Diamondbacks.
Philly is also batting under point two.
200.
Oh.
200.
All right.
Point two, 200. However you want to look at it. Don't love it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it, though.
Plus 1.5.
St. Louis at Pittsburgh.
Oof.
I will be taking first inning draw.
Jesus.
What are you? You want anything?
Fucking wild, man.
Are you want anything?
Not a chance. Jay Happ.
Have you seen what he's done recently?
He's been good. But that Pirates pitcher's been good, too.
I know. That's why I'm going first inning draw. Jay's gone 6, giving up 2, 5 and 2/3, 0, 6 and 1, 5 and 2. Before that, he was terrible. And then the guy going for the fucking Buccos, Petters. He has gone 9 innings, 9 2/3, and given up 2 runs. So
he can pitch, baby. He can pitch, baby.
The first two bets that I just gave out, put a hazmat suit on for those, okay? Tampa at Baltimore, McClanahan versus Harvey. Got anything going here?
Yeah.
Me too.
Rays first half.
Result?
Yeah. Or, yeah. Minus a half, whatever. Either or.
What's minus a half at right now?
Minus 140.
Okay, I got result at minus 165. I should have looked at a half. It probably
that
changed.
That was this morning.
Yeah.
It is at 1.5 now.
Yeah.
Really?
So first half result then. Harvey, last two, 9 earned.
McClanahan has been all right.
He has been good lately.
So, like, yeah. Him. If you could jump on the Rays, I got to...
If the Orioles fucking win 3 in a row, the world might actually end.
My bet was put in at 2:30 today, so it was at minus 160 first half result then, and it's now jumped up. So we'll take a look at that. We're both on the Rays.
Hell yeah.
Let's take a call before we get too many more, because we do have people who want to talk MLB, so we'll just get those and do that. Patrick from Idaho, what are you doing?
Just chilling, eating some potatoes.
Nice. What do you got?
Shout out to you and Gump. I've been making a lot of money off your guys' picks. So
shout
appreciate
out.
That.
Shout out.
T's and P's to Pat.
T's and P's.
Hopefully get back from COVID.
Hell yeah.
I like two plays tonight. Reds first five minus a half with Wade Miley going. That's plus 100. And then shout out Money Met. Southside. Let's go White Sox first five minus a half.
Thank you. It's something I love that's happened on the show.
Southside is good.
All right, let's roll through those. Reds, Cincy at Miami, Wade Miley versus Zach Thompson. I didn't stay away. I didn't take it. I didn't want to go against Zach Thompson.
I will not lay minus half, but I will take Reds first five money line.
Okay.
Yeah.
They've both been good.
Yeah. I mean, Miley has his stinker every once in a while. He had it last time out. Usually bounces back.
And then Chicago.
Yeah.
At Southside.
Gotta do it. Keuchel.
Keegan Thompson versus Dallas Keuchel. I did not take this game, but you fellas feel free to tell me why.
Yeah, White Sox first five minus a half. No real reason. Just riding the Sox. Cubs stink.
Yeah.
I mean,
Southside battle.
Yeah.
The pride of the Southside. I mean, they just can't lose to the Cubs. Just come on. We got it.
Lath from Texas, what do you got?
Happy Feel Good Friday, boys. Hammer down.
Happy Feel Good Friday, fan. Hammer down.
I'm actually going to go against the Reds today. The Marlins over the last couple weeks have absolutely crushed lefties. And in Miley's last start, they did pretty well against him. against lefties last 2 weeks. Marlins batting 291 with a 936 OPS. So I'm taking Marlins first five plus 114. Also going to take Nats first five plus 146. They have also crushed lefties, batting 286 with an 857 OPS. And, I mean, I agree with the last guy, man. You know I got to go Keuchel first five. Southside!
Southside! Thank you, Leith. Good luck. Fucking good luck to you, Leith. Let's talk. What are you talking about, Nats? Nats at New York. Paolo Espino versus Rich Hill. I didn't take it.
I mean, I'm not touching it. But the Mets being minus 200 against fucking anybody right now is criminal.
Yikes. E-Rod versus Logan Allen. Boston, Cleveland. Anything there?
E-Rod stunk his last time out. I ain't touching it.
Steven Matz versus Matt Manning. Toronto at Detroit.
Yeah.
I took something here, I believe. What did you take?
Jay's first five money line.
I don't think I took that.
Matt's last two, 11 innings pitch, one earned.
Yeah, he's been good.
Yeah.
Matt Manning, not terrible either.
Not terrible.
Oh, no, I did. I took the Blue Jays first half money line.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
I don't know why I thought I wasn't with you, Paul.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting one. Very, very interesting. Kevin Gausman versus Max Fried. Before we go into this, just going to read this off real quick. Max Fried, 9-inning pitch, 0 earned runs. 6-innings pitch, 1 earned run. 6-innings pitch, 1 earned run. 6-innings pitch, 0 earned runs. Then we go over to old fucking Gossie, who has also just been fucking, you know, really good.
Yeah, not of late.
We give up. Oh, why do you only go? Yeah. I took the under 4.5 first five.
All right.
You?
What are we talking about?
You're taking the Giants.
Yeah. Giants plus a half.
Freed's pitching now like he has been the past.
Yeah, he's a stud, but I mean, fucking put it on the other side of the tombstone, Tony. Giants plus a half. This man took them every time.
Yep.
If you're not, I mean, if you're not.
I hear you.
If you haven't bet on the Giants this baseball season, you're
lost.
You're out of your mind.
Missed out on it quite a bit.
Because they've been incredible, man.
Jake Odorizzi and Glenn Otto. Anything there? Houston, Texas.
Fucking guy from The Simpsons pitching.
I'm good. Keegan Thompson, Dallas Keuchel. We talked about that. Eric Lauer versus Andrew Elbers.
Give me
the Brewers first half money line.
Brew crew, baby.
And then let's keep rolling through. Musgrove, we don't know who's going for the Angels yet. I decided that for some reason I really like Musgrove. I'm taking him first half money line. He has been a roller coaster of a season. In his last, let's see here, five, he's given up 1-6, 1-1, 0, and 2. I'm going to throw away that 6.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm going to see if Musgrove can go tonight. We don't know who's going for the Angels. So no.
Go ahead, Tony.
Here, also, a reason why I had it in there, took it out, put it back in. Angels are flying all the way from Baltimore. They played yesterday, flying back to the West Coast. Maybe something there. San Diego's been San Diego's been home. And they lost four in a row, but I'm hoping the Dodgers, they don't have a letdown after the Dodgers series.
I mean, they can't let down anymore, Tony.
I mean, the Angels just lost twice in a row to the Baltimore Orioles. Yeah.
It's a battle of the fuck. It's a stink fest. Who stinks less? Who stinks worse?
I'm hoping the Padres
stink less. We're about to find out.
Gerrit Cole versus Manaea.
Yeah. I mean, what are we talking about here?
Which way are you going?
Manaea has stunk.
Okay.
Yeah. His last four has been terrible. Gerrit Cole, last two, one earned. I mean, I've said this every fucking day. Yankees might not lose again, and they still might not win the division because the Rays don't lose.
I know. I didn't take it. I didn't like Gerrit Cole's road splits, so I just didn't do it. But I 12 in a row.
Yeah.
I'm in this situation, I'm an idiot for not taking it.
I mean, Manaea always fucking shows up once in a while and goes lights out. It's probably going to be tonight.
Kyle Freeland is going for Colorado at LA. No starter yet for LA.
Yeah.
They're huge favorites. I'm going to stay away.
No thanks.
And then Bubic and Logan Gilbert, who has gotten rocked as of late. Stay away from that one, too.
Are you going to take fucking Gilbert?
What happened yesterday, Tony?
Kikuchi.
Kikuchi was terrible for two. He got one more chance. Kikuchi came back.
Yep.
Gilbert has been dog shit for two.
Yep.
Tonight, we bounce back. Give me the Mariners. First five money line.
Okay. All right, so let's roll through our baseball real quick. I have the D-backs first five plus 1.5. Draw first inning, Cards and Pirates. Rays first five result. Blue Jays first five money line. Under 4.5 first five Giants and Braves. Brewers first five money line. And Padres first half result.
All first five, Rays. First half result, Reds money line, Jays money line, Giants plus a half, White Sox minus a half, Brewers money line, Yankees money line, Mariners money line.
Beautiful. I also round robin all those too.
So. Yeah. I mean, Fridays are the day that it's usually. Fridays are heavy.
Happy hour boost. Phillies and White Sox both to win.
Southside! I mean, can Inter Milan score a fucking second goal here?
I'm not going to take that boost. You?
No, thanks.
Miguel Sano to hit a home run, plus 400. Not going to take that one.
No, thanks.
Gerrit Cole to record 8+ strikeouts in the Yankees to win. Interesante. Plus 210.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's one to look at. Jets and Panthers to win. Ooh, plus 140. No, it's not high enough. Man City and Liverpool to win.
Ooh, Liverpool Chelsea this weekend. It's a fucking banger, dude.
Plus 260.
God damn.
Oof. Don't like it.
Nah.
Denny Hamlin to finish in the top three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Book that.
Now you're talking my language.
Book that.
Denny Hamlin.
And then obviously the UFC boost.
Yeah, I mean, what are we talking about?
We cannot thank you enough. Gonna be an awesome weekend of betting, gambling. Welcome back, college football.
Hell yeah.
It's good to have you back. Last weekend of preseason, then we get into fucking real football.
Hell yeah.
Baseball.
What?
The fight this weekend.
What?
I took the plus 165 on Woodley just because he's a dog.
I placed a very, very large bet on Logan Paul just to win outright.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't be very hype boy of you not to.
Score a fucking goal, Inter Milan. God damn it.
Love you, listeners and watchers. Can't thank you enough. At Hamadon on Twitter and Instagram. Have a great weekend. Check our Twitter accounts for picks. If we're adding anything for the rest of the weekend, good luck.
God bless.
Hammer. Down.